This rover.
Hey, I met a girl. She's a cashier.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, well, what's her name?
White trash name. Guess.
Mandy.
Nope.
Marilyn.
Nope.
Brittany.
Nope.
Tiffany.
Nope.
Candace. I'm going to rattle off some names when I hit
you
it fucking
it.
Buzz it, okay?
I will tell you.
You got me?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna,
wow.
Jolene, Erling, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Kylie, Chloe, Devin, Emily, Becky?
Nope.
Any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Tammy Lynn.
What is that from?
That's a scene from Ted.
I need to see that movie again.
Yeah.
See, you guys amaze me. If you know, if you heard that and you didn't have the information in front of you, you'd still know what it was from. I saw Ted. Wasn't that long ago? I don't remember that.
By Seth MacFarlane's voice, yeah, I would be able to remember.
I need help.
I don't know if it's out yet.
Medication. I do. I can't remember the kinds of things other people remember. Brother. It happened again last night. We went with some friends.
I'll tell you what I remember.
What? Went with some friends just to grab just a soup and a little pasta and whatever. And this happens all the time. We go in there, and I go, this is an interesting place. My wife says, we've been here 3 times. I don't have any idea. I'm not kidding. It's not even funny.
It can be a good thing sometimes because it's always exciting.
Everything's new.
Yeah.
But it's not normal.
It's not normal.
Yeah. All right, I want to jump right into something here. First of all, welcome everybody to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 28th of November. You probably know that. Maybe not. I don't always know what date it is. And it's the time of year, because it's the holiday season, where you like to help people, and I'm going to make an attempt to do that right now. And I want you to, if you would, please pay attention and follow me on this story. First of all, I have Kurt on the phone. I'm not going to give you Kurt's last name. Kurt, are you with us?
Yes, Frank, I'm there. Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm aiming the PM.
Well, of course you are.
Hallelujah.
Now, follow me, folks, along on this. Kurt sends me an email. Got it yesterday, and it just got my attention, and I get lots of emails that are similar, but this one, for some reason, I chose to pick out and go, well, let's see what we can do here. And I will preface this by saying, when we're finished, please don't send me emails saying, can you help me get a job? I'd love to. You just have to pick your battles. But let me read you this. It says, Frank, my name is Kurt. I'm not going to mention his last name. He says, spent the better part of my life in law enforcement. Always appreciated the fact that you respected it. I want to reach out to you for some advice. I retired from law enforcement in 2004. Spent some time teaching at the college level and at police academies. In 2010, I was hired as the director of security at a university, and I'm not going to name the university for reasons we may or may not get into later. I received my master's in human resources and recently another master's degree in criminal justice. So Kurt has 2 master's degrees.
Ooh.
I felt I had landed home once I got a job working for my alma mater, this university, as head of security. Now, so follow me. So far, where he originally went to school, he ends up becoming head of security after Kurt retires from law enforcement and goes and gets 2 master's degrees. In July of this year, my niece, who is single, a single mom, asked for assistance. She was trying to help a friend who had been violently assaulted. My niece lives near the university women's housing and was simply looking for some manpower to move some heavy items for her friend. Now, remember, folks, her friend was the victim of violent assault. And I, we'll get to that later. I sent 2 of my officers to assist. And since this assaulted young friend of my niece's did not go to school at this university, they felt my actions were unwarranted and they let me go. I was mortified. My record there was exemplary. Everybody loved working for me. The university took my health insurance and offered no unemployment. I've searched tirelessly for 5 months, seeking employment to no avail. I would just ask If you know anybody who offered work, please let me know. Thank you so much for what you do for the community. I hope you, your wife, the boys, your daughter have a wonderful holiday. Thank you, Kurt. And I'm not going to mention the last name. First of all, Kurt, I don't do that much for the community. I wish I did more. And would you agree that I read your letter, email, as you sent it to me?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Let me make a couple of comments before I let you speak. Every once in a while, something comes to my attention. I think, well, maybe I can help out here. And it's not really me helping. I don't really do that much for. But sometimes what I can do is be the link and have somebody else contact you who can help you. But I want to start by saying that I talked to you yesterday, and I said to you, I asked you a question. I said, were your officers that you sent to help this young woman who was an assault victim move some heavy things, were they on the university clock at the time? And you said, yes. And I said, well, you can't do that. And you said, I know. So you know, and you admit that you were coloring outside the lines here, that you can't use university employees for personal stuff. You know that.
Yeah.
Now, of course you know it now because they fired you.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. Now, I'm going to take two sides of this thing. I'm going to say to you, well, they have rules and they're liable. If university employees, your security officers, are in the middle of doing something that's not university business and something happens, you know, it could be big trouble. And you probably should have known better. Now I'm going to take the other side. I'm sick and tired of this zero tolerance stuff.
Oh,
and what you did to me was maybe what I would have done in a different way. And in hindsight, I'm sure you realize that all you really would have had to do was get these officers to help her when they're off duty, when they're not on the university clock. Agreed?
Yes.
And maybe you could have paid them. Maybe they would have, out of the goodness of their hearts, helped this young woman. Because when a woman's been violently assaulted, it's very difficult to bring strange men to help her do anything. They have to be in some way men that she feels secure with, and officers, certainly university or otherwise, would be those guys. And I know what you did and why you did it, and I respect that. Now,
but that seems like
let me ask you. Let me ask you this, Kurt. Did the university at any point give you the chance to just say you realize you shouldn't have let them help her? How much time, by the way, did it take them to move these things?
Oh, you're talking probably about 10 or 15 minutes, and it's not something that we haven't done for other people as well. So
okay, and I promise you the president of the university has had employees do things for him that weren't university business. So there's a double standard here, I'm sure. Now, this zero tolerance thing is ridiculous to me. Here's what I believe the university should have done. They should have called you in and said, Kurt, as head of security, you can't use security officers to help even a young woman who'd been assaulted. I know what you're trying to do, and I appreciate that, but you can't do that. You can't. Don't do it again. And now we're going to ask you to reimburse us for whatever the amount comes to that's 15 minutes of their time on the university clock. And please don't do this again. That would have been it. That's what I would have done. But they chose to fire you. Now, according to you, you were a cop. You got two master's degrees. I've talked to you. I talked to you yesterday. You seem like a very bright, intelligent, decent human being. But I also have to say here, I only know your side of this story. I don't know you. So I'm going to ask you, before we make you available to anybody in the listening audience who might need a security officer or whatever else it is you'd like to do, I'm going to ask you straight out, did you have any other infractions, any blemishes, any warnings from this university?
No, sir, none whatsoever. My record there was exemplary.
What I don't get. I don't get how any company or any school could let a good man go whose employees liked him, who was doing something to help an assault victim that took 15 minutes. How do you fire a guy? And I hope they're listening, because you'll know who you are, even though we didn't mention your name. And by the way, I know who you are. And as a university, don't ever call me for any public service announcements or to help you with any events after the way you've treated this guy, unless There's a side of this that I don't know. Now, if somebody from this university wants to get a hold of me by email and say, well, wait a second, here's what you don't know. Kurt has 3 DWIs, he assaulted one of our students, blah, blah, blah. Fine. Bring me that, but also give me verification somehow to back it up. I'm going to go with your story, Kurt, and I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt that this is another case, and there are too many of them, where these companies and these schools absolutely don't take the time to weigh all the facts and factor in that every once in a while, people trying to do something good make a bad call. Because in that moment of trying to help this woman, you didn't take the time to go, I better get the rule book out and make sure that, you know, it's something you just thought needed to be done. And there weren't too many people she would have been comfortable having move her heavy stuff. And it took 15 minutes. You should have been able to reimburse the school, acknowledge that you realize you can't do that anymore, and that's the end of it. And that should have been the end of it.
Were there any interactions with any of the higher-ups that would have maybe happened before that they were looking for a reason to let you know?
No, it came as a complete surprise. Like I said, my work there spoke for itself. I came in there, and in 2 years, was able to bring that department up from the depths of kind of a laughingstock individual to a very professional security department.
Well, Peon has a good point, though. Sometimes if people are trying to get rid of you, they just need this one thing to push it and verify it and justify it, and this would have been it. But you say that's not the case. And again, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt here. I'm going to assume that what you're telling me is true. 2 master's degrees. What is it, Kurt, that you'd like to do? What would you like to do next? You've been out of work for 5 months. Do you want to? How old are you?
I'm favorite age.
No, that's men aren't women. My favorite age.
Yeah.
No man is my favorite age. How old are you?
I'm 56.
Okay, 56. You're not that old. Now,
I've seen some of the security detail here. We could definitely use some.
They're 96. Now, you don't want to be. No, he doesn't want a job like security at Westport. This guy is make a living, a real living. Would you consider, or could you even at that age get back into law enforcement? I don't guess you can get back into a police force at that age.
Well, the challenge becomes after a 5-year stint, you have to get recertified, and that's not impossible. But
well, here's the other challenge. I have a friend. He's a friend of my son's. He's 31 or 32. He graduated from the police academy 2 years ago and has yet to be able to get a job.
Hmm.
So,
unfortunately, Frank, you start to see that a lot as I still teach at the academy occasionally. You'll see recruits that'll call me for letters of reference that are still trying to get jobs. So it's just a very competitive process, and it's extremely difficult to get into because, quite frankly, it's one job that's completely stabilized, whereas most jobs anymore are not.
All right. One of the reasons that you didn't want to mention the university is you do understand that you broke the rules. But see, there are levels of rule breaking to me. Sometimes.
Yeah, this seems like one that could have been a warning at the very most.
Every infraction and every misstep is they're not equal. They're just not. Now I know that you have a son who goes there, and you're afraid of some sort of retaliation. And I think I told you when I talked to you yesterday. I think if I were this university, the last thing I'd do is try to somehow make your son's life miserable after the story got out, because now they really look like putzes. What would you like to do? What kind of job would you like to have? Who is it you'd like to have call you? Would it be corporate security, private security? Or is it something completely different?
No, Frank, any of those things. I mean, I have a lot of great transferable skills in regards to heading companies. I've run 2 different security companies. I was a regional manager for a company downtown that had 30 clients and over 110 private security officers. I was a former director of security at Innsbruck out in western St. Charles County, so I have an extensive background along those lines, and I've also done some executive protection work.
All right, and you wouldn't be afraid to give any of those as references?
No, sir.
There's nothing about your past that any former employer would say about you, don't hire this guy.
No, I can tell you what people remember the most about me is my passion. And that's just the God's honest truth. Everywhere I go, people you know, have always had great things to say about me. That's why.
Kurt, you know what? I believe you. I believe you. Because I believe we live in a world that has lost its mind. You know, you take good, no, you take good employees, and because they make one mistake, and it's a mistake that they made while helping somebody that really needed help from a particular type of person, and you fire the guy because of that. And I'm sick of that. I hate that. So here's what we'll do. I'll put you on hold, and you'll give Dan either a contact email or a number. And if there's a company out there who could use, and again, folks, I'm not endorsing Kurt. I don't know him. I don't know if there's another story, but you'll be able to tell that in your interview or your conversation with him. If you have any degree of good intuition and instincts, and I do, I'm usually right about this stuff, and I think I'm right about him. I could be wrong, but it would simply be because I didn't have all the information. But I think this man deserves at least an interview and a chance to go back to work. Tell me a little bit about your family. You're what, married, I guess?
Well, single right now, but I've got my son that goes to school living with me here. And so just, you know, trying to pay bills and gather yourself as you go. I'm sure that you're well aware, like most everybody else in the country, that, you know, even searching for a job on the Internet is practically a full-time job. But I just appreciate the opportunity, Frank, to go on your show and be able to tell my story.
Well, you didn't ask to go on the show, and that's why I wanted to do it, because all you said to me, and I'll read it again, I wanted to reach out for advice. And unfortunately, I'm not a guy to give guys like you advice, because I haven't been in your shoes. I haven't been where you are right now, and that's sometimes what I hate about certain advice. These Tony Robbins people and this Zig Ziglar who just died, this motivational guy, you know, right, they get up and tell their stories and what happened to them and how they got rich and famous. Well, I got news for you. That's not Joe Schmuck's story. That's not my story. I didn't have that same set of circumstances. So the end of my story, you can't guarantee it's going to be what yours was, because the players in my life are different than yours, and the circumstances and the opportunities and the doors that opened or closed are all different. Everybody's different. But in your case, I would just say, we're going to put you on hold. I'm glad you wrote me. And if anybody listening, you know what this man, he was a law enforcement. He's got two master's degrees, one in human resources, one in criminal justice. He's 56 years old, and the rest is up to you and to him. And if you're interested, you can contact, how do we do this, Dan? Just call 314-969-KTRS, or call the toll-free number 888-550-KTRS. And Dan will tell you how to get in touch with Kurt.
Yeah.
We'll pass it along. So you can give him an email or a phone number or both. And I wish you the best. I hope you have a great holiday season, because I hope part of it is that you get a job.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Frank.
All right, Kurt. Thank you for the email.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless there's something
like,
I don't know.
Right.
This is ridiculous. You know, you bring a guy in, you call him in, and you just say, Kurt, You can't use university officers on their time to help a friend of your niece, even though she was an assault victim. And then he says, you're right.
Oh, and it'll never happen again. Yeah, it seems like a warning.
And I'm sorry, I'll be happy to reimburse whatever their pay. No, no, that's not what happened. You're fired. And by the way, you lose your hospitalization and no unemployment for you.
That's a rough one.
We turn a page now. Let's talk to John Londoff, Jr. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Well, I can tell we're on the office speaker.
Yeah.
Yes, you are, Mr. Frank O'Pignon. And just hung up with Eric Ruddy, who's a duck and goose hunter, and he wants to buy a truck. And I said, I gotta do a radio show.
Radio.
I'll call you right back, Eric. And he said,
okay, you seem distracted a little bit. Is
just a lot going on. I mean, this is the end of the month. These are the last few days of the month of November.
Well, hang on, let me check that just to verify.
Yep, is that right?
It is the end of the month. He's right. Oh, he's right. I just looked at the calendar.
What does that mean?
It's just a stupid bit.
Making fun of me again?
No, it's not. It's just something stupid to do. That's what we do.
Then why'd you do it?
Because it's stupid, and that's what we do.
Our whole show is stupid.
Our whole show is about dumb stuff that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, how was your day so far today?
Well, let me think about it. It's
what's so funny, Ian?
It's just okay. On a 1 to 10, my day, 10 being the perfect day, is a 6 or 7 today. It's all right.
Don't you think after you talk with me, it'll get better?
It sure will, John.
I think it should. Huh?
I know my role. I know what I'm supposed to say. You bet it will. In fact, I already feel like it's an 8.
You know that after you talk with me we need to extend these out to like 30 minutes. I'm just kidding.
30-minute commercial?
Yeah, you are kidding. Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sure that can happen with a certain,
a certain amount of greenbacks. Sure. You can have an hour. You can do the whole thing. It can be the John Landolf show.
Let me ask you this, really. How much more do I have to
say? Oh, you snorted.
I mean, I can just vote. It's kind of funny. My God. You know? Listen, if Mimi had any idea, I don't know if she'd like you as much as she does.
Oh, I think she would. I don't think there's anything that can come between the feelings that Mimi and I have, the admiration we have for each other. I don't think that can put an end to that at all.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, and you could spend more, but why should you? What you're doing is effective. We don't need more. You spend plenty with us, and we appreciate it. All we have to do is make sure you sell some vehicles. Is that Suburban gone?
I think it might be delivered tonight.
Yes.
Not tonight, but I sent you a message.
I know you did.
Was that the white diamond?
Yeah, he tried to sell it to me because I told him if I'd done better at the casino in Vegas, I would just call and go put a hold on that white diamond Suburban. Unfortunately, the casino got some of that Suburban money, so he texts me back and goes, "Well, let's make a deal anyway." And then he starts being the salesman.
Oh, well,
he wants to make a deal for the Trailblazer on the Suburban. And I text him back again. I said, "That I hope that thing's gone by the end of the day." So it looks like we did our job and we sold it.
While we've been on the phone with our, I guess this is like a segment, isn't it? Am I part of the show?
It's supposed to be just a commercial, but yeah, it's actually a program within the program.
Program within the program. Four phone calls on my cell phone. One of the one was just my buddy Jimmy Meyer, who handles a lot of our insurance here, and our boys played hockey together, and his lovely wife Kathy, and the boys all drive Johnny Landolf Chevrolets. And told him I had to call him back. I'm on the air with Frank. So Jim Meyer said hello. Huh?
Okay. Well, hello,
everyone
to Jim.
Loves you, Frank. Something really. Just went to lunch today at one of again Florissant's finest. We went there a few weeks back with Kitty Harrison, and it's Hendel's Market and Cafe, and the Bennett family, Christina and Kurt. And they just do a great job. Three different people because it was about a 20-minute wait, and that was worth it. People that were
even for you.
A.M. and the P.M.
They yeah, what kind of place makes John Landolf wait 20 minutes for lunch?
Especially all the mentions they
what
get
are they
here.
Thinking?
That should be a table reserved all the time. Anytime
First
you want
to. Well, the cutest thing in the world was there was a table of about 30 seniors. Okay?
Senior, high school seniors?
No, senior citizens. Okay, from one of the facilities here in Florissant. So, literally, when you walk in, there's like four or five walkers. You know, parked up against the wall, you know, in the restaurant.
Sure.
And they're all at one table. They're just cute as can be. Cute as can be. And then the bus comes and picks them all up. And it's just a parade of these cute little seniors all, and they're in no hurry. They ain't walking. They're not walking real fast. Okay? They're all taking their time.
Well, they don't have a choice.
That's
well,
good.
You know, and I mean, I'm just saying hello to them and how was lunch and just interacting. And
do you need a van?
Yeah.
How was lunch? Do you need a new van?
Yeah. No, this is one of those big buses. Like, you know, you see, you know, it holds probably. I'd say 30 people or so.
Like a party bus.
No, I don't think so. No, that.
Yeah, it's like one of those little coach party bus deals.
Oh, they were cute, though. And so that was it. Just at lunch, talking to people that are just Rick Niblett and his wife, a photographer here in Florissant.
You're not going to name every customer you have, are you?
Frank, the show's not long enough to talk about every customer.
That's a good answer. You know what I've always wanted? If you ever get one on trade, let me know. And I don't know why. I've always wanted to have my own school bus. And I know that's stupid. But I don't know why. I just thought it'd be really neat to have a school bus.
You pick people up or stupid?
I'd call it weird.
It is weird. I admit it's weird. Because can
you keep a school bus?
Are you allowed to keep it yellow and say school? Is that against the law? It's not against the law.
I don't think so, no.
Well, why would you want to have a school bus?
I don't know, because I know
here's
what would
my other question. Would it be a full-size school bus, or are you talking about with a
short bus?
No, full-size. And I know what would happen. I'd call a few people, hey, I'm going to come pick you up in the school bus. We're all going to go out and get some ice cream or something. And then I'd want to get rid of it after I did that one time. I know.
Maybe
I know.
You just rent one, then.
I just rent one, yeah.
I don't think you can rent school buses. You know, I tried to rent, and I won't mention the motor home place, but I went there and I tried to rent the kind of motorhome that I would like to take on vacation. And it's the kind that, you know, like Reba or somebody would travel in, or John Madden, one of those million-dollar
deals. I want to do
that
one time,
too. They don't rent those.
Man.
He said, I'm sorry, we sell those, we don't rent them. And he walked me over to the ones they rent. I said, no, I don't want that.
Hey, there's a guy, Bill, on the phone, and he's a little disappointed in us as a whole about something that John Londoff said when he first went on the air with us.
Well, let's bring Bill on. Let's bring him in here. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Frank. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Say hi to John Londoff.
Hello, John.
Hi, Bill.
I'm happy to inform you that I drive a Chevy truck.
Awesome.
I'm in construction. It's not a new one, and were I ever to buy a new one, and trust me, it would be from your establishment.
Listen to Bill.
Good start.
That's a good start. Now, where's the shoe going to drop?
I guess my disappointment is about 3 or 4 minutes ago, John Londoff made a statement, and Frank, you and the entire staff missed him saying he's AM and the PM. I did not hear the traditional hallelujah.
I didn't hear him say that.
Did you guys hear him say that? No.
We all missed it, Bill.
Oh, man.
John, did you say that, John?
Yes, I did, Bill, and they did miss it. They're all getting a little hard of hearing. They're getting up in their years.
Wow.
Well,
Bill, I'm now officially appointing Bill as our monitor.
Yes.
Thank you.
And whenever anybody says AM and the PM and we don't hit hallelujah, Bill, you call. Mm-hmm.
I will, because I am AM and the PM.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Thanks, Frank.
Hey, Bill, we have about 300 trucks
in stock. It's been a pleasure.
You might want to put us to the test. We'll give you a great deal right now.
Keep talking, Bill, or he'll try to sell you something.
Yeah. I know, right? Absolutely.
Yeah. Bill, thank you for the call.
Later. Thank you. Keep up the great work.
Johnny's already said his next truck's coming from you.
Yeah.
He's already made that commitment. And how about, see, that's how close people
listen.
What's
wrong with now? NOW? What's wrong with today? Tomorrow?
Well, maybe his truck's 3 months old. Maybe it's, 5,000 miles on it.
I was just talking to Dan. I was trying to sell him another Equinox, and he said, I just bought one from you. He goes, but someone backed into me. I said, it's time to trade.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, that's the car salesman attitude. That's
you know
what
I am, AM and the PM.
Well, now give it to him. There you go. All right, we were out of time about 8 minutes ago.
Trisha Arnold's in my office, my assistant. Trisha, you're AM.
I'm AM and the PM.
Oh,
all right.
Like I said, about now 9 minutes ago, we were out of time.
Not.
Yeah. We've been on way over.
We've been on for 11 minutes and 10 seconds.
If you took your bill and you broke it out by minutes on the air, you're on the air for like $8 a minute.
Can we break it down by the amount that I talk and you talk?
No, that's not how it works.
That doesn't work that way. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it that way. But
so in the remaining seconds, what would you like to throw out?
Yeah, end of the month, the beautiful weather. I'm not duck hunting. I mean, you know, I'm done for quite a while because I need to spend more time here and take care of our wonderful customers. Your unbelievable AM and the PM listeners. Who get great deals? We do. We have literally received over 247 vehicles off the transports. New cars. That's new from the trucks.
That's a lot of transport trucks.
That's a lot of transport. That's a lot of inventory. We sit on 12.5 acres, and really Chris Thornton, our detail manager and inventory manager, goes, we're almost running out of places to park vehicles. Okay, that's
you park
new.
The one of the Corvettes, you could park it at my house.
What's that, sir?
You could park one of the Corvettes at my house. That would free up some space.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can work a deal. So, as I was saying, no, this is the best. I mean, it's a great time to buy. We are really giving some tremendous pricing, some tremendous deals. $10,000. Again, we're up to $10,000 off Silverado extended cab, crew cabs, $5,000 off Traverse. The Chevy Cruze for $15,900, the Chevy Malibu $19,900. We've got hundreds of all of those models. A lot of great deals. Interest rates that even though they're not subvented, they're not special rates. These are just take the rebates, and you can still get rates at 1.9 and 2.9 and 3.9 from lenders. The lenders are fighting over customers. They really need business. These are the finance companies and lenders that weren't lending money 3 and 4 years ago, and now they're calling us for business. So, you know, you're great listeners. Hey, we're open late tonight. We are keeping all the great deals for the month of November through Saturday, which is what we would call them the end of November, even though it will be December the 1st. But come and have fun buying a car, new truck, or a pre-owned vehicle. And if you want to say hello, ask for me. I will be here. Jerry and Patty were just here getting some work done in their service department.
He is going to name
AM
every
and the
customer.
PM list. No, I'm not. That's it.
Okay.
Jerry and I gave him a picture, an autographed picture.
What a thrill.
Yeah, they thought you were a good-looking man.
Well, I've heard that.
All right.
Wow. This is
awkward.
I
know how to butter up.
I just heard it from him.
Yeah.
I know how to suck up here.
That's the only time I've ever heard it. What's that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. 24-7, 365 at Londoff, L-O-N-D-O-F-F, Londoff.com. Mary Beth Tenesek and the team will take great care of everybody who was AM and the PM.
All right.
I'm AM and the PM.
We appreciate it. They're on the way. They're on the way.
All right. See you, kids.
Thank you, John.
Good talking to you again.
Bye-bye. Now, he said a confusing thing. He said something about Saturday being the end of the month, even though it's the 1st of December. I think on the books.
Yeah.
You take it through the work week, so GM considers whatever sales you make on December 1st, and they credit it to November. I think that's what it means. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're coming back, and hope you'll still be here when we come back. A big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to check traffic right now with Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, we do have a couple of accidents to speak of. We have a first one southbound 141 at Romaine Creek, and then the other one at Ball and Page. Other than that, it's just an afternoon rush hour getting started. Southbound 270 heavy from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. And you're getting a little bit slow now as you approach the Blanchette Bridge on westbound 70. This traffic report brought to you by Carfax. Not sure how much to pay for that used car? Get a Carfax vehicle history report and buy with more confidence. Just say, show me the Carfax. Ask your dealer or go to Carfax.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea.
And this is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show.
This Saturday, we won't be inside the Big 550 studios. The Inside Out Show goes on the road again.
Really?
Join us at Star Hardware. They always have great deals and places you can park right in front of the store. If you're having a holiday party and need to fix up around the house or you just need more lights, stop by Star Hardware, 9800 Clayton Road. Talk to one of the folks there who can not only help you, but answer all your questions.
Hey, folks, it's the Inside Out Show. Saturday, 11 to 1, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-607-1909. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-607-1909. That's 1-800-607-1909.
Nine. If you're thinking about going to Hawaii, here's some great news. YMT Vacations is offering free airfare from St. Louis for the second person departing March 4th on their most popular Hawaiian vacation, YMT's two-week Four Island Kings Tour. Included are 14 nights in quality hotels, baggage handling, airport transfers, inter-island flights, escorted sightseeing on each and every island, plus a Polynesian tour director handling all the details and making sure you have fun. The total price for two people is only $5,086. That's an astonishing low price for a quality Hawaiian vacation, including airfare from St. Louis. For reservations and all the details, call YMT Vacations at 1-800-736-7300. Call today for this limited offer. 1-800-736-7300. Let YMT make your Hawaiian dreams come true. Call 1-800-736-7300.
It's fun living at Garden View Care Center. It's fun for the residents. It's fun for the families. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. More than 14 years ago, Garden View Care Centers created the first memory care program in St. Charles and St. Louis counties. Garden View has learned a lot about memory care since. The key to memory care is activity. Garden View residents with Alzheimer's and dementia are active 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're active and having fun. They participate in a wide variety of on-site fun activities such as recreation, exercise, dance aerobics, parties, live music performances, and so much more. Off-site, they're going to movies, theaters, concerts, ball games, and because they're having fun, the families stay connected. The development of their memory loss is slowed, and they're healthier and happier. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Garden View Care Center, 636-449-7575, online at gardenviewcarecenter.com. That's 636-449-7575. They're having fun at Garden View Care Centers, 636-449-7575, or gardenviewcarecenter.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Pertussis, known as whooping cough, is on the rise. Whooping cough is a year-round disease that peaks during cold and flu season and is highly contagious. It most commonly affects infants and young children and can be fatal, especially in babies less than 1 year of age. It's often spread from older siblings and caregivers who may not even know they have it. The best protection for your family and others around you is vaccination.
Talk to your health care provider about vaccinations today. This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550.
Riding along. Catch up to you.
I know the song, but I can't think of the group.
The Howlies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a bunch of hits.
Catch up to you.
This deal with this guy at the university who lost his job. I was trying to think if I ever done anything that I should have been fired for at work. And I can think of one time. And it was after hours, and I went back in the office, and you know, another guy and I, we were doing some stuff we shouldn't have been doing, and I didn't get fired over it, because I went in the next day and told the boss I had done it. That was the first thing that saved me. I said, before you hear from somebody else, you need to know what happened. And I was in on it. And then I remember he said to me, he says, don't ever do that again. And I said, I won't. And that was it. And he didn't fire me. You know, he appreciated the fact that I told him. The world has changed. I'm going to send you to a great concert. Just when you think you looked at all the schedules of all the great things to do for the holiday season, Aaron Bodhi, and I think everybody has heard the name Aaron Bodhi.
Yeah.
Aaron Bodhi's going to be in concert. And what's really interesting is when I tell you where. December 9th, that's a Sunday night, 6 to 10 p.m., at Chandler Hill Vineyards. Ooh. My guess is this is going to be a tremendous place.
Ooh, that fireplace going.
Oh, man. 6 to 10, December 9th. That's a Sunday. It's Aaron Bodhi and her band doing seasonal music. Heavy appetizers. Now, what that means is not that you can't pick them up, that they weigh 30 pounds. It just means, what it means is you're not going to get cheated with those little bitty, like,
little piece
take
of
your
cheese
pick
on a
of
cracker.
A little triangular sandwich with no crust or a potato chip. It means real appetizers. Sparkling wine.
Yeah.
To start the evening off, and then a wonderful concert, and it's $79 per person. And I'm going to tell you that the appetizers and the wine alone would be probably worth more than half that ticket price. There will be limited seating. Chandler Hill Vineyards is not the Scott Trade Center. Okay, so all the more reason you want to go see a concert there, because it's an intimate setting. Limited seating, you do need reservations. So to make those reservations, go to Chandler Hill Vineyards' website. It's ChandlerHillVineyards.com. That's ChandlerHillVineyards.com. And make your reservations. Now, I can give you the number, but you, all of you who've listened over the years, know my feelings about phone numbers over the air. Most people are in their cars. So you may or may not be able to make a note of the number, and you shouldn't do it while you're driving anyway, but it's 636-978-2675. I'm sorry, 636-798-2675. Well, let me do it again because I screwed it up twice. 636-798-2675, but again, that's on the website. So just go to ChandlerHillVineyards.com, and again, the date, Sunday, December 9th, which is a week from Sunday, I believe, yeah. 6 to 10, Aaron Bodie in concert at, what a beautiful setting, Chandler Hill Vineyards. I would say get on this one, because this will no doubt be a pretty quick sellout. All right, we have not a lot of time. Actually, we don't have much time at all. A couple of quick things, then we'll take a break, do some news, and come back. This Powerball thing is now $550 million.
That's unreal.
Here's an interesting statistic for you. 70% of all the big lottery winners went broke within 7 years.
Man.
70% of big lottery winners, because they track these people. I mean, you've seen specials on them. You've seen them interviewed. 70% broke within 7 years. But what a great 7 years.
I
can think about is, man, that was some fun 7 years going broke with 80 million or 40 million or however much you had. But isn't that interesting? Because most of the people who win, they don't have a clue how to manage that money.
I would call Mark and Jason right away.
Oh, but most people aren't smart enough to do that, and most towns don't have Mark and Jason. Yeah. And the other thing is, what you can't plan for what you don't know, and what you don't know is the incredible number of people and relatives you didn't know you had. And one sob story is better than another, and you feel guilty. And then you do get managers and people to handle, and they take a piece, and lawyers take a piece. And the next thing you know, gone.
I think I would give all the close people in my family one big chunk of money and say, this is it. I'm giving you this, and no more after that.
Well, I actually at one time talked to a lottery winner who did just that. He wrote a check, and he said, don't ever come to me for it. Here, this is more money than you can possibly. If you blow this, it's your problem.
You
do not ever come back to me again. You know, have fun. Good luck. Here's your check. We're done. And that was to the closest people in the family. But it's true. They just think there's no end to it, and they're going to keep coming back, hitting you up for more. All right, good feet. Now, it's not exactly something you can wrap up and hand somebody as a present. And I'm going to always say Christmas present, because to me that's the holiday, Christmas. But you can't take a good feet insert and have somebody open it up and go, whoa, good feet arch support, thanks. Because first of all, you don't know which one the person needs that's going to be the answer to the pain and the solution. That has to happen in the store. So my advice to you, if you have somebody in your family that's constantly going, oh, man, that expression, oh, my aching back. I used to hear that as a kid all the time. Or maybe it's aching neck or aching head or aching leg or hip could be coming from your feet. And this Good Feet outfit, they have an incredible success rate. I actually know the percentage, but the federal whatever administrator doesn't like for you to cite percentages when it's anything that's medical or even closely related to medical. But it's pretty impressive. The people that go in there with pain tried other things, thought they were going to be on medication, you know, painkillers for the rest of their lives or have to undergo surgery, and then found that they didn't have to. It's a pretty impressive percentage, and maybe you'll be part of that percentage. You won't know till you walk in. So if you're having pain, it could be coming from the way you're standing and walking, and this could very well be the one-stop solution to that pain. You can go online to goodfeetstlouis.com. My advice would be just walk in because you don't need an appointment, and you're going to know what you need to know in 30 or 40 minutes. On Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. South County on Union Road, across from Macy's. In Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. The Goodfeet Stores.
Let's get another look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hey, hi, Dan. Well, they're still working with this accident southbound 141 at Romaine Creek. You've got the left lane closed, and you have traffic that stop and go from Graboy, Highway 30. Also, on eastbound 64 after Winghaven, you've got the left lane shut down for some maintenance work. Westbound 70 slow between the Earth City Expressway and the Blanchette Bridge. And if you're traveling eastbound 270, starting to get a little bit slow now from Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report brought to you by T-Mobile. T-Mobile, where right now all Samsung Galaxy 4G smartphones are on sale at amazing low prices, including the Samsung Galaxy S3 and the all-new Samsung Galaxy Note 2. Offer ends 12/20. While supplies last, see participating stores for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Thursday morning. Speaker of the House Tim Jones returned my phone call, will not come on the show, turned down our Rams tickets, but he invited me on his show and invited me to go to a Rams game on his tickets. We'll explain Thursday morning. Join us.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550 KTRS.
For all things electrical, you should see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping people like you with their electrical needs. Switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much more at an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, go to MetroElectricSupply.com.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Buy one, get one is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes and get another pair half off, just in time for holiday shopping. Famous Footwear. Victory is yours.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With another round of deficit talks scheduled for tomorrow, President Obama